and calls for more witnesses and documents.
Republicans can make this trial more fair if they want to.
Georgia Congressman Doug Collins is on the president's defense team and says about Democrats' demands.
They're saying if the Senate doesn't do what they want them to do, then the Senate is corrupt. They know that they can't win on the facts.
The trial resumes at 1 p.m. Eastern. The actress Annabella Sciorra testifies today at the Harvey Weinstein rape and sexual assault trial in New York, saying he raped her, too.
While her allegations are outside the statute of limitations for criminal charges, her testimony could help prosecutors show a pattern of predatory behavior from Weinstein. Weinstein is charged with the sexual assault of one woman in 2006 and the rape of a different woman in Manhattan in 2013. He says the incidents were consensual and has pleaded not guilty.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Down around the corner. Oh, there's Chuck Schumer once again. You gotta love, like, Democrats do their press conference and media appearances. The Republicans do their press conferences and media appearances. And there's more fighting outside of the Senate and on the media airwaves than actually in the chamber. Mm-hmm. Which is, I guess, by design. You want the senators to shut up and listen. But it's almost like our official bodies, like the actual parliamentary process, it's antiquated in a way.
It's fake.
Yeah, like it's not where all the action is and where things actually get done by any means. It's all show, And it's not a usually a really good show. It's usually a very boring show.
That's why I like that British House of Commons where they're screaming at each
other. Yeah, exactly.
Know, it sounds, I mean, when you watch it, you think, holy cow, how do they ever get anything done?
Yeah, exactly.
But at least you know how the other guy feels about you.
Now, folks, this part of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. That's the number for Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business, founded in 1977, so going on 43 years here in 2020. And they're homeowners themselves. They're homeowners themselves, so they understand a plumbing issue can pop up whenever, and you don't want to wait. You don't want to wait at all because that problem could fester, create even more, bigger, more expensive problems. So that's why you need to save that number in your phone. And when you do have a plumbing problem, just call 279-8919, 279-8919. They take pride over there at Cole Plumbing and they're offering 100% satisfaction guarantees. They offer personal attention and support to you and your plumbing issues, and they specialize in repairs with their proprietary pipelining technology.
No digging, right?
Yeah, you don't have to dig a hole. They can do the job with minimal discomfort. So dig up a huge hole in your house, not tear out all that drywall. They can do it with minimal discomfort. Industry-leading technologies over there at Cole Plumbing. So whether your issues are big or small, Cole Plumbing has you covered. Call them today. Save the number. So in case plumbing comes up, plumbing issues come up.
Yeah, put it in your phone. The last thing you want to do is try to Google or look up something in a phone book.
Maybe. You want to know that, hey, Cole Plumbing's got my back if I ever have this issue. 279-8919. Remember, folks, when you have trouble with your pole,
call on Cole.
Thank you for that, Eddie.
I love it.
Let's go back to the phones, 272-9228, and talk to RL. RL, welcome to the program.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm going to make it quick, just short. I'd like to tell you what the IRS has done to my son.
Okay.
He worked for a company for about a month, about 4 years ago. They sent in a W-2 for $960. Mm. He filed his taxes like he was supposed to. The IRS sent him a letter about a year later, back penalties and all this other stuff, for $42,000. He didn't make that kind of money. Found out after major problems trying to get everything accomplished, the IRS admitted they programmed a $960 check as a $96,000 income.
There you go.
It has took him 4 years. They have audited him, everything, not audited, but garnished and everything he has been able to do for the past 4 years, just trying to get away from this.
Based on their error.
Yep.
And they admitted the error 2 years ago.
Wow. That's unreal.
Yeah. And really, like the man said a while ago, it's hard as hell to get a lawyer that wants to fight them. I've been in business and, you know, they sent me a double payment on something, and I paid it rather than just to argue with them because it's just simpler and easier and less money that you're going to lose.
It's very true.
So it's, of all the things the United States government, I'm a veteran. I love the federal government. I love the what we've got here. But the IRS is a thief, bottom line.
Gang of thieves writ large.
Yep.
And that's all I really got to say. I just wanted to get somebody out there, and if they have the same problems y'all in the world heard.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that, RL.
All right.
Have a good day.
You take care.
Bye-bye. Take care, bud.
272-9228, 272-9228. Now, let's go to some wildlife news.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, some wildlife news.
Wildlife.
Okay, let's pull this up. Now, sometimes I'm all for, I mean, Alabama really is like the Amazon of the South. I mean, variety of species.
Yeah, there's a video about that, too.
Flora and fauna, great stuff. But sometimes, in our effort to preserve the environment.
Yep.
And again, I'm all for it. I'm not saying I'm against it at all. But sometimes I wonder, with some of these stories, are we on team people or not?
Okay.
And just from reading this headline, I had that thought. Now, I'm probably wrong. I'm often wrong, folks. I often look in the mirror and say, damn, you're an idiot. But today...
You and me both, Joey. My daily confirmations.
Now get out there and make something of yourself, you right. Schmuck. Like, but here's the headline from AL.com. Longest snake in North America found breeding in Alabama for first time since 1954. Well. Look at that picture. Doesn't it look so friendly?
I'll be honest, man. I remember seeing those kind of things when I was young, and we would just run the other way. It was like the instant devil.
Yeah. For the first time since 1954, biologists found evidence that the federally protected eastern indigo snake is breeding on its own in Alabama. How do they check that?
I've always wondered that, too. How do they get the counts, you know, because they count them and all that.
I think they got cameras, like game cameras set up. It's like, oh, yeah, they're
on the ground.
Yeah, it's like, hey, what's your job? I watch snakes breed.
I go and count snakes.
No, usually the folks that are making fun of it, but those folks are usually pretty brilliant. It's a great job. But a collection of government agencies and universities have been trying to reintroduce the indigo snake for years in the Kaneka National Forest in South Alabama. And a young 27-inch snake captured last week appears to be the offspring of the reintroduced apex predator. This is what I mean. Like, I'm sure there's plenty of good reason to do this, but, like, aren't we on team people?
Well, again, it's kind of like the illegals coming in. They have a purpose, they have a place, but I don't want them in my backyard.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go there. Mm-hmm. But these snakes. We're releasing these snakes that are all generally about 2 years old, with the hope. Though, actually, to your point, people can be very dangerous, though. I don't know. I've worked with a lot of illegal folks.
Me too.
Not here at the station, but at the donut shop.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I felt like my employer was taking advantage of them more than they were taking advantage of anybody else, if you know what I mean.
Sure. If you look in 90% of the kitchens and restaurants here in Montgomery and Birmingham areas.
Right.
Especially the further north you go, the more.
We're releasing these snakes, they go on, that are generally about 2 years old, with the hope and the expectation that eventually the snakes will survive from year to year and breed in the wild, said Jim Godwin, a biologist with the Alabama Natural Heritage Program at Auburn University.
Yeah, buddy.
War Eagle. Oh, you're wearing your Auburn shirt today.
Amen.
War Eagle.
Cal College, proud of it.
It's very exciting for us to find this young snake that confirms one measure of success that we've been after all along. Okay, so we've reintroduced an apex predator. Stuff of nightmares. No, actually, I bet it's not a threat to humans at all.
No, I think they eat snakes and probably mice, rats, rabbits, those kind of things.
I'm down with that.
Which, you know, the other day I was sitting at a light on Ann Street, you know, where Ann Street and come off the interstate. I seen the biggest rat I've ever seen in my life, and I think he was waiting for the light to change, too. I mean, that thing was monstrous, so I don't mind. I'd rather have snakes out than rats, especially ones that size. I mean, this thing looked like a cat.
Yeah.
I mean, I was waiting for him to have his little homeless sign up, too, that says, like, I mean, he was that big. He was huge. Just sitting there waiting for the light to change so he could cross the street, too.
Yeah, and that's great. That's great for the folks that have been working on this effort for so long. 272-9228, that story just caught my interest. Longest snake in the North American continent is now back breeding on its own here in the state of Alabama.
How do they even find, you know, you can brand fish or ban fish and deer and things like that. How do you count snakes like that? How do you know you're not counting the same snake?
I know. I'm sure that there's smart folks working on this.
Smarter than me and you.
Really good at counting snakes.
Yeah, that's right.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joe. It's Josh.
Hey, Josh. How you doing?
Doing well. I got a quick answer for you. They actually, they microchipped the snakes that they released, you know.
That makes perfect sense.
And the ones that they found that weren't chipped, then, hey, they, you know, they had to come from somewhere. Snake egg.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, but this is, like, taking place just south of Andalusia in Covington County. They have the State Forest National Forest down there, and they did a restoration program on the wild turkeys down there and the longleaf pines. So they're doing all kind of different crazy stuff right there at the Florida line.
Yeah.
Now, what's benefit of the indigo snake or indica snake?
I'm sorry?
What's the benefit? What do they do for our environment that's positive?
Well, a snake is a snake, but they actually, it's non-venomous that attacks venomous snakes, rattlesnakes, and copperheads. They're kind of like a rat snake.
Okay.
That'll eat another, snake. So it's basically taking one big snake that's non-venomous to eat the other small ones.
I like that. Now, what's the difference between that and a black racer snake? Is there a difference between those two snakes?
They're just different species together. They look the same, but they're different, genealogy, whatever.
Yeah, apparently this particular snake that proves they're breeding again was discovered by a research team from Auburn investigating gopher tortoise burrows.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're doing they're trying to do a restoration of the gopher tortoise also. So, yeah, they dig these big holes in the ground, these burrows or whatnot, so that's where they find these snakes in. So it's kind of they're studying both.
Yeah, they say when it gets cold, they stow themselves down there.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, there's your little fun fact for today.
Well, I appreciate it, Josh. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Amy.
Hey,
I just want to make a comment about that the black indigo.
Yes, sir.
They're also they're immune to the poison of rattlesnakes and cottonmouths. They're really, really good snakes. They get real big too.
Good. Well, Amy, as you know, I can be dumb with my reactions sometimes, so I'm happy this is happening. I'm happy that they're doing this.
They're really good snakes. We need more of them. And impound, impeach, get away with Trump. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. It's good that we can have a conversation and not yell at each other. I really do love you, Amy. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Jackson.
Hey, Jackson, what's up?
I was just going to call and touch on the snake thing. Your previous caller got most of it, but I was going to give you some things that I knew about the indigo snake.
Yeah.
One thing that makes them different, you got king snakes, rat snakes, corn snakes, stuff like that that'll eat, other venomous snakes and whatnot. But if they get bit by those snakes, they can die. The indigo snake actually has... It's been, what would you call it? It's not immune, but it's very unlikely that they get killed.
They're resistant to it, yeah.
Yeah, they're very resistant, especially the rattlesnake venom. And that's the main snake that they eat. And they found them in rattlesnake burrows. The way that they would get them out when they used to hunt rattlesnakes for their skin is they would gas them. And the indigo snake would come out with it. But their native place that they live are the gopher tortoise holes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's also an endangered species now. So we don't have many places for them, but it's a really good snake to have. And they sell for a lot of money. Like, it's almost impossible to get one and keep it. It's illegal, but there are people that do it. But
sure.
It's a good thing that we have them back, or they're coming back.
Yeah, and this is all an effort to preserve, I'm reading here, the longleaf pine ecosystem down in the South.
Right.
Okay.
But it'd be rare to find one in Alabama anyway. I'm not sure where Conecuh is. It's got to be close to Florida because they're mainly in Florida in the very deep south of Alabama.
Yeah, South Alabama.
Well, I appreciate it, man.
Yep, no problem.
Have a good one.
And then let's go to line four here, 272-9228. You're on the air. Who's this?
Jay.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm good. I was going to tell you a thing about the IRS.
Yes, sir.
You can beat them. I beat them. And I'll tell you how. I had a business back in the late 90s, and I closed the business up. Well, I actually sold it to someone. Well, I thought I had closed out my tax records, but I didn't. And these people kept on running the business for 2 years after I was out of it. Well, about 4 years later, I got a letter from the IRS telling me I owed them $37,000 in back taxes.
Woo.
Plus penalties.
Yep, and interest.
Well, I found me one of those lawyers. And I paid this lawyer $4,000. But he did all the paperwork and did an offer of compromise because I proved that I was broke. And I paid the IRS off for $1,100.
Oh, sweet.
And so this was the late 90s, early 2000s?
Uh-huh, yeah. And I actually got a letter. Now, I was on probation for like 5 years. you know, I had to file my taxes every year on time and,
right,
you know,
right,
no flaws. Anyway, when I got done with all that, it was probably around 2010, I got a letter from the IRS telling me I was released and everything was good. Well, and since then, mm-hmm, I have filed taxes every year and got a refund.
Excellent. Well, that's fantastic. Now, I'm glad you got through that, but let me ask you, Jay, you still broke?
Yeah, of course I am. I work for a living.
It's a working man.
Appreciate
that's
it.
I work for a paycheck.
That's it.
I appreciate it, man.
Have a good one.
Y'all have a good one. Trump 2020.
Amen.
Yes, sir. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hi, it's Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Well, you know, I had a black indigo in our backyard as a kid. We tried to get him to stay because we had lots of diamondback rattlers for him to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But he went on his merry little way. They have very round noses. They feel cool to the touch, very smooth. Black racers aren't as smooth. And a black racer's personality is a lot more aggressive, even though they're not poisonous. They like to chase you. And if you stop, they'll stop and go away.
Okay.
But if you're running, they will chase you. They love it. So if you see a round-nosed black snake, don't panic. It's the other type that you got to worry
Wait,
about.
Wait, it sounds like you played with this snake.
Oh, actually, we did pet it, yeah. It was wild, though. It didn't appreciate it. But they're not the black indigos. Well, you know. But the black indigos are actually non-aggressive compared to the black racers. So
just know, Debbie, you got to be careful. I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. Folks, if you got to be careful petting wild black snakes, all right?
Please.
Like, or any snake,
yeah,
for that matter.
Yeah,
right? Just be careful.
They bite. Yeah, they do bite. Even the non-poisonous will bite you,
yeah,
and they will make you sick. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, but now, you know, I'm from the old days, and, you know, we were kind of strange back then, and we did weird things, so and we got close to nature, and the gopher turtles, we had those as well. And the only thing I will suggest is if you see one on the road, you don't want to run them over because their shells will mess up a tire real quick.
Oh, wow.
But if you pick them up, do not flip them over. I did that one time, and boy did I get soaked. Yeah, they'll pee all over.
That's
you.
That's what I figured it was coming. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. When they pee, man, they go. Phew. I mean, I was soaked. So I learned a big old lesson. Never
flip
a gopher
over. Well, you know, I can't blame that turtle. You flipped me over. Right. You
know. I know. What was I thinking? Honestly, I have no idea. But anyway, yes, it's one of those type snakes, though, that you definitely would love to keep around. We tried, and unfortunately, he had better ideas. So, oh, well.
No, I appreciate you sharing all the stories. And from the old times when it was weird, it's still weird.
It's still weird.
Well, you have a great day.
You too.
Yes.
272-9228. Folks, 272-9228. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for bringing the first hour of the program. Now into the second hour, I'll tell you a little more about them. Not only can they get you that 40% off on all videotaped DVD transfers to preserve those old memories. It really is an incredible gift. Doesn't have to be a holiday. If you really want to share some memories, maybe jog some memories, reminisce with loved ones, it's a great way to do it. Don't let these things that you took the time to document go to waste and deteriorate on old tape. Bring it into the digital future. Again, 40% off when you tell Dan Black and the team you're a News and Views listener on all videotape to DVD transfers. They also provide business services at Dan Black Studios, from website design to video editing packages to training videos, television commercial production, any sort of video production, any sort of video services. You should be thinking Dan Black Studios. So call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader. My co-host, Jack Campbell, he'll be back tomorrow.
Doing his Hollywood Shuffle today?
Yeah, he's doing the TV program today, but we should have a really big show tomorrow. Got some of Jack's friends coming in. They're becoming my friends slowly. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228.
The river region.
traffic and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark, your host. Alongside me this morning in the house, Eddie Bader with the Good Singer.
Good to see you, Joey. I'd like everybody to know, like, I think it's been commented a few times, but Joey has got a haircut. He no longer has the long, luxurious locks.
I was tired of it.
Your haircut looks very sharp. I took a picture of you and sent it to my wife, and she agrees. Joey's new look is really good.
Yeah, I'm rocking the Caesar today, essentially.
Looking good.
Yeah, it's kind of that rough shortcut.
Sure.
Yeah, put me in a toga.
That's what I'm saying.
I think I could rock it
toga,
right now.
Toga, toga. Oh, yeah, I'm all about that.
272-9228 if y'all want to get in. 272-9228. You know, Eddie, I'm starting to get, you know, we're about an hour and a half, halfway through the program, almost exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to get hungry.
Yeah.
Hangry.
My stomach was growling a while ago. I got this coffee in me, and that's about it.
Well, I got a place for you with your coffee belly. Yellowhammer Restaurant Company.
Been there. Love it.
It is so good. 7725 Aver Drive, folks, are open 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week. The breakfast at that place is top-notch.
Yep.
Really, all our sponsors are top-notch, but if you're looking for a big belly full of farmhouse pancakes, maybe a loaded toast or biscuit plate or maybe fried chicken biscuit.
Hmm.
I like the loaded grits bowl because you can just put all your breakfast food in one place, one receptacle, and eat it all up.
And they're really good. I love those bowls, man.
It is good. The breakfast food is meant to mix. It really is. But for lunch, they not only do a great meat and three menu changes every day with high-quality ingredients, the home-cooked feel. All the chefs there over at Yellowhammer Restaurant, trained by their grandmothers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good, southern, soulful cooking. Really good stuff, folks. But I love the everyday menu. When I went by Yellowhammer Restaurant, I keep coming back to this Yellowhammer burger. It was so good. And I like that their burgers come with a Kaiser roll. That's why that big, juicy burger with all those toppings. Maybe you don't go with the Yellowhammer, you go with the Blue Collar Burger, which has country bacon, Kelly sausage with pepper jack cheese, and you can add a fried egg. So all the juices of the egg and the sausage, the bacon and the beef, it all gets soaked up by that, I think, buttered Kaiser roll. Oh, It's so good.
It is good.
It's a great lunch at a reasonable price. Check them out today, folks. Be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. You can either eat off that everyday menu, wings, burgers, chicken fingers, a club sandwich, Reuben sandwich. But of course, they're great breakfast. But also be sure to ask about the meat and three. Changes every day. They do a fantastic job there. They're at 7725 Averett Drive. That's right off of Taylor Road when you're heading south on Taylor Road, just past Vaughn. 0.4 mile past Vaughn. You're going to turn on Averett Drive. There's a sign actually there for a development called Billingsley Place. Once you make that turn, just a short little drive further, you're going to be right there at Yellowhammer Restaurant. And again, be sure to tell them, folks, News and Views sent you. Let's hit a break here.
Uh-huh.
Let's hit a break. But before we do, I mean, we're tight. We're packed with ads. We went from one animal story. Let's go to another one. The first story was really humans doing a good thing when it comes to animals.
It's kind of reptile, but I got you.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a good. I've got the same kind of phobia of snakes. I know
they're good, but when you see one, it kind of gets your attention.
Yeah, it's like an instinctual, primordial fear of
snake.
Yeah, but this is an example of human saving animals, but human caused as well. Deputies confiscate 200 animals found in Spring Home. This is in Spring, Texas.
Oh, boy.
Deputies rescued 200 animals from a home in Spring Tuesday night. Authorities responding to an animal call in the Fox Run subdivision when they found the animals. Authorities say the animals included dogs, cats, pigs, rabbits, exotic birds, turkeys, geese, ducks, and one lizard.
One lizard?
One lizard.
The lonely lizard?
Yeah, and this is actually a Montgomery County there. That is crazy stuff. And I'm looking at some of the photos here. I know how much that helps y'all on the radio, but the conditions of this place, if you're not, it's not surprising. It is, some people have no home training.
Yes.
And it just, you can imagine with that many animals, even if you were doing a good job of upkeep, it would be dirty.
It would be a multiple person job. It'd have to be.
But I'm looking at the photos. There are cages on top of cages on top of cages. This is unreal. There's a chicken. Like, goodness, some folks, man.
If you're a chicken amongst all these dogs and cats, aren't you thinking your days are numbered?
I know. It's just... And we do have to hit a break, but one more thing.
Okay.
You brought it to my attention earlier, and I heard it in a Marie Bartiromo, however you say her name.
Okay.
And by the way, you're mentioning you were watching Prince videos. Go find the one where Maria Bartiromo, when she was working for CNBC, interviews Prince in person.
Oh, yeah?
And he makes her, like, almost, like, she's obviously blushing. He puts her on the spot. She's like, I got a guitar here. He's like, well, I'm going to play it. You going to sing?
Oh,
and
sweet.
And she couldn't hold it together. This very professional, very good anchor and journalist is just completely caught flat-footed. It's like, Maria, keep your clothes on, Maria. Keep your clothes on. But anyway, she was interviewing Trump recently over in Davos, and Trump mentioned a new nickname. You know, Trump's really good at this branding thing. Say what you will about the president, but he's really good at labeling his opponents. So, like, Crooked Hillary, Lion Ted. Holds the Bible high, and he lies. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll read 2 Corinthians, and then he'll on, and he'll, conspire with his dad to kill JFK.
Low energy Jeb. I mean, and he nails
him. Might be the Zodiac Killer. Or Little Marco, Jeb Bush. Oh, my low energy Jeb.
Low energy Jeb. I love that.
Creepy Joe, Sleepy Joe.
Very creepy Joe.
And now he's got a new one out, folks. And I'll just read it in a tweet, though I heard him say it himself this morning. Here's the tweet as of 3 hours ago. Mini Mike Bloomberg. Mini Mike Bloomberg is playing poker with his foolhardy and unsuspecting Democratic rivals. He says that if he loses, he really means win. In the primaries, he will spend money helping whoever the Democrat nominee is. By doing this, he figures they won't hit him as hard during his hopeless, quote-unquote, presidential campaign. They will remain silent. The fact is, when Mini loses...
He will be spending very little of his money on these clowns because he will consider himself to be the biggest clown of them all, and he will be right.
Yes, yes. It's just, it's comedy, but it's our politics. I mean, these are not the class clowns, and you know, in high school, these are our leaders. And as funny as it is, yeah, I guess you got to laugh to keep from crying.
You know, I watched an interview on Rogan's podcast not long ago with, of all people, Bill Maher.
Yeah.
And Bill Maher said something interesting. He said that, I don't think a president should say this, but I did find it very interesting, and I liked it. Back during the campaign, I think it was Bill O'Reilly, or maybe it was Chris Matthews, was asking the president, you know, Vladimir Putin's a murderous thug, and he kills journalists. And Trump's response is like, well, we're not so innocent either. Which is actually something you'd hear Noam Chomsky say, was Bill Maher's point, which is right.
Right,
and actually,
true.
Trump's kind of right. We're not that innocent. We're better than the Russians. We're not that innocent. And by the way, all this new stuff. I said I wasn't going to talk about impeachment today. Don't make me do it, Eddie. Don't make me. Okay, fine.
Say it.
Don't hit me with the cattle prod. I'll say it. I'm watching Adam Schiff, and he's bringing up. It's one thing to stick to the Ukraine narrative, a new story he's crafted. It's another thing to bring in the Russian narrative once again, and Russia colluded, and all this propaganda. You know, folks, Russian propaganda is real. They do want to influence American politics. It's real. They interfered last time. They're going to interfere again. They've been interfering for decades. But you know what the best defense against Russian propaganda is? No, it's not regulating to death big tech companies and controlling speech online.
That was my first thought.
You know what the best way is?
What's that?
Improve our own conversations. The biggest reason Russian propaganda flourishes so much is because American propaganda is so prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
When you have party officials, different special interests, the government itself spreading all sorts of disinformation to the advantage of some special interest or partisan interest or what people loosely call the national interest, and you're telling things that aren't true, it creates an environment where things that aren't true being told by the bad guys, like the Russians, can be cultivated and flourish. So it really hit me that Americans, again, are falling for it because we're so bad at what we do. It's not like the Russians need to jump in to create discord. We're divided enough. And they're just kind of adding fuel to the fire. And if there wasn't that big fire of disinformation in the first place, they could dump fuel on a bunch of logs, but it would still take somebody to light it.
Well, at the same time, Joey, I mean, it's kind of hard to complain about them interfering with our elections when we interfere with everything.
Well, we're
in the
not
world.
So innocent.
Right.
Just ask Minnie Mike.
Exactly.
Yeah, Minnie Mike Bloomberg.
And he'll put it off on his people, but he is the one writing the checks.
Indeed. 272-9228, 272-9228. Got to hit a break here. More news and views after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience, so for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, or visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course they are an equal housing lender.
This is the Fox Business Report. stocks have been trading lower with concerns about how the coronavirus in China could impact the global economy. A survey that predicts the economy turned weaker last month. The Conference Board's leading economic index declined 0.3% after increasing in November. Economists were expecting a smaller decline. Verizon will launch its own credit card. It's pairing with Synchrony Financial. The card will be designed specifically for Verizon customers. General Motors is opening a new technical center focused on performance and racing in the Charlotte region. The location is in Concord, North Carolina, less than 10 miles from Charlotte Motor Speedway. It's expected to open by the middle of next year and will offer support for GM racing teams. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered, Lord, yes, that older women know just how to please a man.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Again, folks, this hour of the program, this hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, or visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. Let's go to the phones and talk to Bill. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Bill.
A little earlier, y'all were talking about Mike Bloomberg.
Yeah, Mini Mike.
Mini Mike.
Yeah, you know, he has got a commercial out where he talks about how he dumped money into 21 other campaigns just to make sure he got Democrats elected to fix what us despicable deplorables did in electing President Trump. I don't understand how people could want to vote for somebody who tells you, I've got so much money that I have just dumped several million dollars into politics to fix what you dummies broke.
Hmm.
That to me is, I mean, why would a man like that want to be president? Why don't he just buy him a president?
No, I think he's doing that. I think he's kind of found a loophole in campaign finance laws that if he's a candidate, he can spend as much money as he wants.
Yeah. Well, remember, this is a guy with the soda tax and was going to limit...
And Bloomberg's no fool. He's domineering. No. He's a little over the top and want to control people's lives. And also, even all those weird tweets during the last Democratic debate, I mean, I think there was something to all that.
Yeah.
That he knows how to get the word out and get his name out, and that's why in a recent poll he's number 4 now. Money talk.
Money talks. That's exactly right.
Yeah. The other thing, y'all were talking about Jeff Coleman, and I am not an advocate of Jeff Coleman at all.
Okay.
I think there's more smoke there's more fire where that little bit of smoke came from.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. They caught him, or they caught his company, overcharging. If somebody was overcharging you, wouldn't you want to know how much you'd been overcharged total?
Sure.
I don't know exactly how they came up, because I did a little bit of research, and what I read, it looked like they only took a segment of time and looked at it. They did not look at the whole contract time that he was hauling freight for the DOD.
Yeah, that's
and that's where the $700 to $800 million come up.
Right.
But he had been doing this for years. So, and when you talk about $700 or $800 million, it's really hard for people to get their mind around.
Oh yeah.
Let's break it down and say it was $100 million. All that $100 million was not profit, because he had to pay for trucks, he had to pay for people. I don't know what his profit margin was. Let's say it was 25%.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking about $25 million profit. Who wouldn't swap $20 million for five?
There you go. And it's more than that, as you're just using 100 as an example.
Yeah, well, you multiply it by eight, and now you got a pretty realistic number.
Yep.
But here's my point. Why did the DOJ settle for $5 million? How did he get that negotiated? Because it was obviously much more than $5 million.
Well, it sounds like the judge really undercut, and I don't know the reasoning, it sounds like the judge in the case really undercut the prosecution.
Yeah.
And that's why they decided to settle.
Which means this guy has to be pretty connected to get the DOJ to do something like that.
Well, just to get those contracts, he's got to be pretty connected.
It sounds like, are we sure he hasn't been in Congress before?
Right. he's doing the front work.
No, but if you don't like Jeff Coleman, who do you like? Let's do a positive spin on the race here. Who do you like, Bill?
You know, I haven't really made my mind up, because, you know, you haven't heard a lot about the other people, and it's so far away. But the commercials that Jeff Coleman's running, good grief.
So there's nobody you're leaning towards?
Not at this point.
Okay.
I can't say that I would want to throw a name out there at this point and back anybody, because I think we're so far from the race that we really haven't seen what everybody's agenda is. Because let's face it, most people don't have the money that he's got. But when you hear his wife talking about, and when you see his TV commercial where he's out kicking around on a combine and he says, I make a living the same way you do, mm-hmm. working every day, that one really kind of rubs me wrong.
Well, I hear you, Bill.
Because I don't think he works like most people that he's asking to vote for him work. Not making millions of dollars a month off the DOD.
Like most politicians, sounds like he might be a little bit out of touch with the common man, the you and me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, y'all are having a great show. I appreciate you letting me air my 2 minutes.
Hey, appreciate it, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Have a good day. 272-9228. Got to hit another break here, folks. 272-9228. Again, the sponsor of this hour of News and Views is Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and the team over there doing great things.
Yes, they are.
Like for the veterans, for instance, the VA offers home loan programs to veterans. You know, it's a benefit for their service.
Right.
But often people don't even know about these options. They don't know if they know about it vaguely. They don't know how to take advantage of it. If they do know, oh, I need to call the VA, that have trouble actually working directly with the bureaucracy, that's where you go to Kim Williams. They'll do it for you, help you easily take advantage of those VA home loans and other benefits that you earn through your service now that you are a veteran. Also, if you're looking to be a first-time home buyer, first-time
mortgage. Ken Williams and the team at Alabama Home Mortgage can help you out there. Or you're looking to refinance. Lower rate, maybe skip a couple of payments. The situation's always unique to you, of course. And that's why you need to give Ken Williams and the team a call. 567-4223. 567-4223. That way, she can figure out, hey, here's what you qualify for. Here are maybe some of your options. But it's a great way, folks, refinancing in particular, to relieve financial stress, to relieve, well, stress overall, because money stress is one
of the worst stress you can get, man.
Indeed, indeed. So check them out today, folks. Help, let Kim Williams help you. Whether you're a veteran, whether you're a current homeowner with a current mortgage you want to refinance, or you're looking for that first mortgage, Alabama Home Mortgage is the place to go. Again, their number, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. They are, of course, an equal housing lender. Be right back. More news and views after this. 272-9228.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered, Lord, yes, that older women know just how to please a man.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Young girl, get out of my mind.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Closing out the second hour here of News and Views. Thank you again to Alabama Home Mortgage for sponsoring this hour of the program. Breaking news here from the Alabama News Network.
Yes.
With our partner.
Channel 8 News.
Attorney General Steve Marshall has announced the conviction Tuesday of Tiffany Franklin. 39 years old, Tiffany Franklin is. Mm-hmm. She lives here in Montgomery, or she's of Montgomery. And she's a former bookkeeper.
Yep.
At Goodwin Middle School here in Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
She was convicted of first-degree theft of property. On January 21st, Franklin pled guilty to first-degree theft of property for using her position as bookkeeper to steal $13,216 belonging to Goodwin Middle School. In her plea agreement, Franklin admitted that between September 2017 and June 2018, she utilized four schemes to accomplish her theft. So, folks, if you're looking to embezzle, whether from the state or the school system or from your mom-and-pop shop, class is in session.
Yeah.
The first scheme she used, she exchanged cash belonging to the school for checks drawn on her personal bank account, knowing there was insufficient funds to cover those checks. Well, that's an interesting scheme. Number two, she stole cash collected by the school for admission to athletic events. Number three, she stole money collected by teachers. And number four, she stole money used to make change for the gate and concession stands at various athletic events. So some of this was kind of white collar, like, you know, bouncing checks.
Yeah.
But some of this is just like, okay, money's coming in, cold, hard cash. That's a lot of cash to steal.
I think she broke federal laws. Anything over $5,000, I think, is...
Yeah, but to steal $13,000 that way?
Over what, 3-year period?
No, 1 year.
All right.
September 2017, June 2018, so not even a year.
Got to be honest with you. She probably stole double that and only got busted for half.
Yeah, how are you keeping track of all that cash?
Right.
Wonder who brought it up. Theft from anyone is troubling, but a public employee's theft from a school is particularly contemptible, said Attorney General Marshall. Mrs. Franklin's conviction should send a clear message that theft from our schools will not be tolerated.
You know what? How?
No, I thought it was tolerated. I thought she, yeah, that's what she said.
It is tolerated.
Yeah.
Well, the best way to punish something like that, in my opinion, is public shame. You do like Walmart used to do back in the day. If you got busted stealing at Walmart, I don't even think they care anymore. But anyway, if you got busted stealing at Walmart, you had two options. You could go to jail, or you could wear the sign that said, I got busted stealing from Walmart, and you had to walk in front of the Walmart. Somebody like that, granted her crime is she stole money. I don't think it hurt anybody. It makes us all angry. But, okay, she does a little jail time. Chances are she didn't learn a lesson. But you put public humiliation or public shame involved there. And I know for me personally, if I've ever had to shame publicly like that, I would never do it again. Because going to jail is one thing, but you're in there with other jailbirds and, you know, it's not that big a deal. But to have to walk among the public with that scarlet letter on you.
Well, what she's facing, though, it's a Class B felony, so she's facing a maximum penalty of 20 years and a $30,000 fine.
All right. I got $20 that says she does 2 days, if anything, and the fine will be that $30,000, but she'll never pay a penny of it. How can you force me to pay a fine?
Yeah, I know on a personal basis, in the family member didn't do it, but it happened to a family business. Somebody embezzled something like $80,000.
Oh, good Lord.
And it wasn't the first time this person had done it.
Yep.
And so there was thought of suing the employment agency, but it was a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
But this person was kind of a meek little old lady. You never would have suspected it. And stole $80,000. And then didn't get a dime back.
Yeah.
It's just crazy what people will do when there are financial stakes involved. And again, money makes the world go round. But a good form, idolatry means loving money more than the work money actually represents.
Okay.
The ingenuity and the wealth it actually represents. You want the money, but you don't understand what money is for.
Mm-hmm.
You see money, it's not money is the root of all evil. Love of money itself is the root of all evil. Form of idolatry, little religious class there.
Yeah.
We're done with the second hour.
Already?
Yeah.
Jeez.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the last hour. More news and views coming up. Joey.